Welcome back to the Mike Dillard Podcast, where we help entrepreneurs like you get the knowledge and skills that you need to bring your dreams to life. If you've ever wanted to build an extremely large business, one that could potentially do billions in revenue, there is a very simple, proven way to do exactly that, especially here in the United States. So what is it? What's the secret? Well, you find an industry that already does billions in sales, and you simply start a business that offers a healthier version of those products. Now, unfortunately, most people are going to look at an established industry and think that the opportunity is gone and that it would be nearly impossible to compete against the 500-pound gorillas in that space. But that is simply not the case. Let's take a look at Whole Foods as an example. They started up in the boring, established grocery store business and became one of the world's biggest success stories by doing one simple thing: stocking the shelves with healthy products instead of processed garbage. Tesla is now the most valuable car company in the world because they took an unhealthy, dirty product and created a healthier version of that. We've previously had the founder of Method on the show. Method makes healthy, chemical-free detergents and soaps, and they were able to carve out a massive piece of that market from the traditional incumbents. Another guest was the founder of ButcherBox, who's also been on the show. The meat industry is obviously massive, right? With billions upon billions a year in revenue. Well, ButcherBox has grown like crazy because they decided to offer the highest quality, cleanest, and healthiest animal protein in the country. So are you starting to see the pattern here? People will seek out and pay a premium for access to clean and healthy products. Well, our guest today is about to do the same thing in one of, you might say, more boring industries that you can think of, and that is mattresses. Mattresses are not new, they're not sexy, but guess what? You spend about a third of your life on one, and your mattress is literally killing you. Yes, it actually contains dozens of extremely harmful chemicals and fire retardants that can give you things like cancer and cause all kinds of health problems, and your face is pressed up against this thing for 8 hours a day. So when Shane Coker, who is our guest on today's episode, discovered this more than a decade ago, he started Austin Natural Mattress. They create some of the only healthy, chemical-free mattresses in the world, and now the world is starting to take notice. Shane is about to turn this local company into a national brand based on this one proven strategy: walk into a massive, crowded industry and simply offer a healthier product. It's going to be a fascinating success story to watch, and you aren't going to believe what you are about to learn about the mattress that you sleep on every single night and the insane chemicals that these companies use. With that being said, please help me welcome Shane Coker. Shane Coker, how are you doing, my friend?
I am good, Mr. Mike Dillard. How are you?
Doing good. So for the audience, a little inside baseball, this is our third attempt at having this interview. We recorded a great session maybe a month or two ago, and then for some odd reason I lost 2 months of podcast, just disappeared off of Ecamm and my computer. Yours was one of those, and then we fired it up yesterday for round two, and literally, I kid you not, as soon as we get about this far into the interview, 30 seconds in, the lawn guy shows up and fires up the lawnmower right outside my office. So round number three, and I think today is going to be the winner.
It's been quite an adventure, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. Good times. Well, I know what we're going to talk about in the first.
You know, man, I got that. I followed your lead. I followed your experience and input and got the microphone set up that you suggested. And man, I love it.
Sounds great. Makes a huge difference.
My pop's a radio guy. Mm. He's always had a passion for this kind of thing. And I never really completely got it. But now that I've got this microphone and this headset set up, I'm like, oh, okay, I understand, I think.
If you're going to do podcasts, it's worth every penny. And which did you get, the Heil?
Whatever you sent me, I got exactly what you told me to get. Let me look here. Yes, the Heil.
Heil PR40. So that's what I used for the last 5 years for this podcast. So you're sounding good. Sounds great.
And I love it. It's like Heil 9000. It's like, yep. I'm sorry, Dave.
Late night talk.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry, Mike. You're going to have to do this a third time.
Well, I'm glad we could connect again. We'll get rocking here for everybody. You are the founder of Austin Natural Mattress. My girlfriend Michelle and I are very health conscious people. Obviously, with the health stuff I've gone through the last 2 years, we just moved into a brand new construction house, and
you know, put in this dehumidifier tech in the central AC system and ionizers and purifiers and all of this stuff. And it was really fascinating to come across your business because she told me about Austin Natural Mattress and what you guys do, and then the science behind why you're doing it. And at the end of the day, if you can't tell by the headline of this podcast, at least the one that I've got in my mind right now, your normal mattress is basically killing you. And I hate to sound like the 5 o'clock news, but unfortunately, that is what's going on these days, is the mattress that you are sleeping on right now, as you're about to discover, contains a ton of chemicals that is not good for your body. Shane's going to walk you through all of that in detail here today. And that's why you started this business. So why don't we start there, Shane? Why did you start Austin Natural Mattress? And when did you discover all of the chemicals and the fire retardants that are going into every other mattress out there on the market?
It's quite a story. I was a young man, went to college, and then set out with a friend, a musician, and we walked the earth like Cain for a few years. Ended up in Austin doing a show back in 93 or so. I was a youngin'. Fell in love with Austin, fell in love with a woman. We made a family, had a kid. I thought, well, it's time to grow up. So I opened a mattress store, and that was just, like a normal mattress in any of the normal mattress stores that you come across. They have all the same names and all the same places. You know, I was young. I was 27 or 28. And I just kind of grew up in the industry, 48 now. So that was 20, 21 years ago or so. But I just watched as things got worse and worse. So it's kind of a long story. I can tell you just to kind of quickly, back in the 50s, of course, plastics and things that are based on polyurethane foam replaced everything in our households. So your mattress, your furniture, your couch, you know, everything, your car seats. Is basically this pad. It is basically made out of polyurethane foam. That's a petroleum oil based product. It catches on fire really easy. It's very flammable. And B, it's kind of cheap stuff, so it gives out really easy. So that happened back in the 50s, and then we rolled along a little bit further than that. Then you had strangely enough, the tobacco industry. At some point there, soon after, was worried about getting sued so much about people, I guess, going to sleep and, you know, their houses burning up because the cigarette would fall and hit the mattress or the couch or whatever it was, and it'd go up in flames. So anyway, tobacco industry being what they are, of course, they blamed it on the polyurethane foam issue, which was, you know, obviously some truth to that. So the tobacco industry got in bed with the chemical companies and kind of colluded to make all of those things that are fabrics and padding fireproof. And so the way they did that was by adding a bunch of fire retardant chemicals to the fabrics and to the polyurethane foam itself. And at this point in time, they've kind of colluded and they market and promote the use of flame retardants. And these companies are some of the most powerful, well-funded trade associations and lobby efforts in the United States these days. One of them, for instance, is called the Citizens for Fire Safety Institute, which sounds like, you know, citizens, and all of their ads and all of their websites and everything shows kids and doctors and firemen talking about all these things, and all the things are written like they're written on a chalkboard by a kid. But if you look at who actually, there's only three members, and that's Kim Tura, Albemarle, and ICL. And those are the three main players in the $12 billion a year fire retardant industry. So right now we're putting out 7 billion pounds of fire retardants into the atmosphere a year. And these fire retardants are not bound to the material that they are in connection with. They evaporate and migrate out over time, and we find them everywhere now. So at this point, this was back in the day. Now we're doing so much more, and it's in everything. If we look for fire retardants, every person in the world, every animal in the world has fire retardants in them. U.S. mother's breast milk contains 10 times the fire retardants more than does in any other country. Every baby that's born already has fire retardant levels in their body. DDT levels, PCB levels, dioxin levels, and we find it everywhere. So the higher up the food chain you are, the higher your levels are. We find it in the poles, our geothermal processes, in our air, our food, highly concentrated in fish and chicken, polar bears. And the sad part is the levels in our kids are 5 to 10 times higher typically because they're down there on the floor. And that's where the particles end up in the dust in the house. And then that gets into our systems around the earth. And so now it's everywhere. It's ubiquitous.
Yeah. So if you think about it, it's in the carpet, it's in your couch, it's in your mattress, it's in your car seat. And so unless you're walking around outside, and as you mentioned, it is in the air too, but unless you're doing that, you're basically just stewing in these compounds. And would these be considered VOCs, volatile organic compounds?
Well, so we find different types, but yeah, to get back to your point, it's in everything. It's insulation, wiring, cabling, carpeting, TVs, cell phones, electronics, furniture, mattresses, obviously, car seats, mattresses, play toys for kids. It's totally insane. But we find different types. And the funny thing is so the industry, the lobbyists, they write their own rules. They knock down anytime we find one and say, okay, this is a VOC, this is a volatile organic, this is a carcinogenic thing that you guys are using, then the chemists will just change the chemistry just the tiniest little bit and put it back out as a different thing. And then everything has to start again, and they slow it down and they crush bills on every level, on local, state, and national. So to answer your question, we find different types. We find carcinogens, find developmental neurotoxins, we find endocrine disruptors, hormonal disruptors, obesogenics. And when I say we find, what I mean is they don't have to tell you, it's proprietary, it's written into the laws. All they have to tell you is that a product passed the flame retardant standards. They don't have to tell you what they use. So the way that we find that out, and I say me and some owners of some of the big organic mattress manufacturers, Organic Pedic, Walt Bader, Barry Sick with Nature Pedic, we have to Green Guard chamber test these products to find out what's actually coming out of them. And I challenge anyone to look and, you know, just say, okay, well, here's this product. It's a couch, it's a mattress, or it's a whatever it is. It passed the fire return standards. Well, what did you use to do that? You can't find that information anywhere. So we have to buy the product, take it to the university or to Green Guard, put it into a vacuum chamber. I'm sure you know what that is. Mm-hmm. It's like the vacuum space. It isolates all the X factors. There's nothing in there. And you let the thing off gas for 24 to 48 hours. And then you look and you can see exactly what's coming out of the product. That's the only way to know. And we find PBDEs. We find TDCCP, Octa, Tris, formaldehyde, fluorine, bromine, chlorine, melamine, you name it. It's totally insane, the things that are off-gassing out of this thing that you stick your face and your body and your children in for 8 to 10 hours a day. And then those things separate from that product, go into the atmosphere, go into you, go into the dust in your house. It's just totally insane. We're doing a giant science experiment on the population of the world right now. And most people don't even know this is happening. They should expect, you know, that the government and the powers that be are going to take care of these things. And they don't.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And the real...
Yeah, I think the government would be the last person I'd expect to take care of anything. but I think, you're right. I think probably the average person does, and that's unfortunate, but... This all feeds into the medical industry, right? Oh, hey, we sell cancer treatments. You know, sure, we don't really mind if there's a lot of people getting cancer right now. It's more business for us, right? So,
man, there's so much sickness, and it's so high now. It's higher than it's been. We've kind of found scientifically that there's typically about 10% of disease comes from genetics, and about 10% of disease comes from environment. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And about 80% in the middle is some mixture of those two. It's your genetics and your environment.
Right.
But cancer, many times portions of cancer are up, autism's off the chart, obesity, diabetes, Parkinson's, heart disease, arthritis, Alzheimer's, kidney disease, liver disease, asthma, epilepsy, allergies, sensitivities, on and on and on. It's just all off the chart. And the funny thing is it doesn't have to be that way.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next is, you know, you discovered this and then obviously you decided to do something about it. So take us back to that moment when you're like, I don't really want to sell this stuff anymore.
Well, man. Yeah. So I just had like, you know, I had a normal mattress store and it sold all the brands I can name right now that you've heard of, and grew up in the industry. And I had, you know, a science background and kept up with that stuff and kept up with the chemistry. And, you know, the fire retardant standards really started in the '70s with all the stuff that I mentioned before. But then it was a cigarette. So in essence, the fire retardant standard test was you took a cigarette and put it against the product and it couldn't go up in flames. It had to smolder for a certain time or whatever. And then, so I opened the business in 99 as a regular mattress store. 2007, they changed the fire retardant standards. They got really draconian and they moved it to, just got pushed through the legally by you know who. But they changed the fire retardant standard to be an open flame for a minute. And so you can imagine what kind of chemicals you have to add to fabric and petroleum oil-based polyurethane foam to not make it just ignite immediately.
That's basically a race car suit.
It's crazy. So that happened, and I saw it happen, and I started, you know, there wasn't a lot of products then that offered it a natural sleep. There were a few, and they were really crunchy and really granola. I mean, they were firm, and so we started looking at stuff then, and I didn't feel good about selling what we were selling. And a few things that we found, you know, we started pushing those. We brought in a few models, and then I went to the drawing board and I'm like, you know, there's different levels like we have in the stores now. There's levels of what we call natural purity ratings. And then we go all the way up to certified organic, which is kind of the golden standard, typically a little more expensive. So we created our own product and we brought in more and more. And then around, that was 2007, around 2009 or so, 2010, we didn't have anything in the store that had chemical fire retardants on it.
Hmm.
So then people would come in and they were like, the name of your business, we don't even know. Like, it doesn't tell you what this is, what you guys are doing. This is incredible. So anyway, I was 10 years in, I rebranded and changed the, you know, we had one little store in Austin, Austin Natural Mattress, worried to death, and sales exploded. They doubled overnight. Within 6 months, they were doing triple what they were before. So then, you know, it was obviously a lot more money to play with. So we started opening stores, and now we have stores across Texas and Austin and Houston and Dallas, and we plan to move forward from there. But yeah, man, that's kind of how the whole thing went down.
So there's a whole group of people out there who are very sensitive to chemicals, right? Chemical sensitivity, autoimmune issues, things like that. I assume there's a lot of people coming to you who have health issues like that, that this is a life-changing product for?
Absolutely. And most of the doctors that deal with that kind of stuff in the towns that we're in send their people to us. So, you know, doctors that deal with chemical sensitivities or allergies or any of that kind of stuff. So, you know, Dr. Jeremy Wiseman here in Austin, I live in Austin and I have guys that run Dallas and Houston for me, but I think you interviewed Ann Shippey, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
Yeah. She sends all of her people to us. So the doctors, you know, most of our customers are more educated people. I hate to say it, but it's true. So yeah, those doctors send all their customers to all their people to us to have a chemical-free sleeping environment.
So how do y'all handle the fire protection aspect in your mattresses? Are they just not fire protected, or how does that work?
Yeah, so that's a great question. No, you cannot sell mattresses or many things in the country without meeting those standards.
Right.
Now, how you meet those standards kind of works for us that it got written the way it is, because you don't have to, you know, it doesn't matter how you get there. You just have to get there. So our number one rule, and like I said, there's different levels of natural and organic, but our number one rule is no chemical fire retardants in anything that we sell. And what we use as a fire retardant in our products is wool, organic wool. which, you know, comes from a sheep as opposed to a lab.
Right.
You know, it'll burn, but it doesn't go up. It smolders. And so it passes the fire retardant standards. So you just get rid of all, you know, there's 85,000 chemical compounds being used in commerce today. And about 1% of those have been checked for toxicity. And many of them are extremely toxic. I could tell you, I can't really name, I don't want to get in trouble, but I could tell you there's a memory foam mattress that you know, and everybody probably on this planet knows, the big memory foam mattress company. And, you know, just that one, they're all the same. It's non-natural, but this is, you know, particularly heinous. This one particular mattress we tested, it off-gassed thousands of chemicals, but 62 of those were known VOCs, volatile organic compounds, and 9 of those were known carcinogens. And the way that it's written into the laws is the government just says, well, there's a level in here that's not up to this maximum level that we call harmful for people. It's below that level, you know, by 10 or 15 or 20% or something. So we're going to call it kosher. But what they don't take into effect is that everything in the house and everything in your car and everything in the businesses you walk into and everything everywhere you go that's inside of a building is completely covered in all these things that are separating from the product and going into the environment. So
I'm glad I slept on one of those for 6 years. That's unfortunate. Well, you know,
we find a lot. That's how we get a lot of our people. A lot of people are like, you know, our customers are engineers and industry people who know these things, and they come in and they're like, okay, give me this thing. And then the other group that we typically get is, I've been chemically juiced. I went to one of these doctors or whatever. You know, I hit the knee. Now, like, I had an oil field guy come in, Grizzly, a West Texas guy, cowboy hat. And he said, man, I always thought this was a bunch of hullabaloo. But I hit the knee, and now I'm at this point where I can pick up a newspaper and I get to feeling like I'm going to pass out because my hands are touching the chemicals in the newspaper.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
Man, so when you and I first talked about this during the first interview, I just lit up because I see this as just a massive, massive business opportunity, right? The market for healthy products these days has never been bigger. The awareness around it has never been bigger. And you take a product like yours, you put it side by side in a comparison chart, and you basically say, hey, take your pick. Here's an all-natural mattress that's good for you, and here's one that's going to potentially make you sick, give you cancer, whatever it may be. And the decision becomes a no-brainer, right? So you guys are in a growth phase, but you've never really gotten, you know, big into the online sales arena. You've been doing this through the retail stores you have here in Texas. And I look at this and I'm just like, this is a product that sells itself. This could be a $1 billion business. I don't see any other real big competitors out there. The traditional market mattress industry is extremely competitive, and you guys really don't have any. And I just think you could absolutely crush it right now. So what's your vision for the business as you move into the years to come?
Well, so touching on what you talked about, yeah. I mean, I've been comfortable, you know, moving along at the pace. You know, we hit that zeitgeist being here in Austin, and we've been riding, and it's been great. And then, of course, you know, COVID came, the pandemic, retail, and, you know, we had to batten down the hatches a little bit. But before that, we had started with huge plans to do a national bed in a box campaign. It's kind of an interesting story. So I was going through the thing that I was telling you about earlier when we were going to natural products and everything. There are mattresses that are made that we sell in the stores, but they're typically a little more expensive. So, you know, instead of using the cheap polyurethane foam, which is what every other match, you know, memory foam is polyurethane foam. The foam in the padding on the top of your pillow top or your mattress, that's polyurethane foam. It's cheap crap. It gives out, and it's obviously toxic and extremely, extremely flammable. So you replace that, for instance, just like we replace the chemical fire retardants with wool, organic wool. We replace the petroleum-based polyurethane foam with latex, and not the man-made copycat molecule. But actual latex is a milk sap that comes out of a Hevea brasiliensis tree down the equator. And it's a wonderful material. It's not a petroleum oil, obviously, so it doesn't sleep hot. It sleeps cool, antimicrobial. It's just a glorious thing, but typically can be a little more expensive, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we had these different manufacturers, Organic Pedic, Nature Pedic, Saviorest, and different ones that do these glorious, glorious products, but they can be a little more expensive. So I think this was probably 7 or 8 years ago, back when I was still in the store from time to time. I work from home now. I'm an old druid. But anyway, I was in the store and I had a little old lady come in and she, you know, had heard something about it. She's asked me questions. So I gave her the whole spiel and told her the whole thing, you know, and I was all jazzed and passionate about it. And then she said, son, I really love what you're doing. It's a beautiful thing. You know, the world needs this and da, da, da. But I'm a widow and I'm on a set income and I just can't afford, you know, to do this. And it really kind of broke my heart. So I thought, well, hell, I got to set. So I set out to create, that's when we created our own product. And you know, I thought it doesn't have to be, you know, 100% organic. It just needs to not have the fire retardants and, you know, it needs to have organic cotton. So we're not using that dirty cotton and, you know, so anyway, I created this line and it took me a while. I had to go to different manufacturers, multiple before I got to the right relationship. And then we created a line of like 6 mattresses that are clean and no chemical fire retardants. And we can sell them, you know, it's lower than our usual margin, but it's important to me. So sell them as started clean for people who maybe don't have as much money as other people. They start at $4.99 and go up to about $1,500 or so for a queen.
Nice.
So I felt better. I felt better about what I was doing. And I just kind of forgot about it. Honestly, we, you know, sold tons of them. And okay, great. And we went back to doing my goofy stuff. And then a couple years ago, bosses at the place that manufactures the mattresses for us got bought out by some big guys on the West Coast. And so the grand poobah from over there came to me and said, man, you're sitting on a gold mine here. If we change just a few things in these mattresses that you built, you know, the SKUs, you built the SKUs, it's like the ingredients, you know. He said, if we change just a few things, we can make these so that we can crush them down, we can suck them up, and we can put them into a box, and we can drop ship these things anywhere in the country for nothing.
Yeah, like Casper or Purple, where they're rolled up and stuck in a box.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So they said, you know, we want to do this thing, and let's do this big situation. So anyway, we started doing that thing, and then we got hit by the pandemic. Bam. Mm. And, you know, everything got squirrely, obviously, but we're starting to come out of that situation. So now we're, you know, looking at during COVID market and the after COVID market. And I think we're about to the point to where we're ready to take a round of funding to make this thing a reality on the national level. And there are a few companies that are doing this, but they're small. And their products start at $1,200, $1,300, $1,400 piece. So have some we sell for that much, but we can start at $500 a piece. And there's literally no one doing that in the natural market. So there's a huge space. So yeah, we're talking about taking on some investment and hitting this thing big. You know, I'm an Austin kid, man. So just learning all this stuff.
Yeah. No, it's exciting. It's exciting. I want to ask you real quick, what about, you know, you guys have the mattress covered. What about the bedding, the sheets, the comforter, things like that? Do y'all sell products like that? Do the ones you would buy at a department store or Bed Bath & Beyond, I assume those have chemicals on them as well. But let's talk about that for a minute.
Oh, absolutely. But when it comes to sleep, and you know, I've thought about, man, we should do this in all the things. We should do this in couches and we should do this in flooring.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I thought, no, don't, you know, you don't want to be, that's how you get yourself in trouble is trying to be all things. So we just focus on sleep. But when it comes to sleep, we've got everything from the ground up. So you want a platform bed, a really nice platform bed with zero chemicals and no, you know, stains that are off gassing. We got that. And then you got the mattress, obviously. And then you've got the mattress protector. And then you've got the sheets. And then you've got the pillows and the pillowcases and all that stuff we do certified organic.
Very cool. Okay.
Anything sleep-wise we got covered.
Awesome. Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And I have a feeling Michelle and I are going to have to stop by the store here now that we know about your product. I'm pretty disappointed. We just got to meet you and learn about Austin Natural Mattress over the last couple of months instead of last year when we bought a new bed, which I want to get rid of now. So exciting stuff, my man. I'm really grateful for the work that you're doing and putting out healthy products that are serving people in a really genuine way. It's rare to find a company that's doing that these days. So I think that's amazing. And I think the potential that you'll have to make a massive impact in the mattress industry is huge. And so that brings us to the investing question, which I brought up the first time we talked. I was like, hey, are you taking on any investors? Because I'm interested if you are. And you said you'd be up for that because y'all want to make a really big transition into a nationwide online company instead of, right now you're fairly localized. So that's something you're in the process of doing and setting up and taking care of the legal side of that. If there are members of my audience who are in the health field or who are entrepreneurs who have an audience who are also accredited investors who would be interested in potentially investing in the company, how would they get a hold of you?
Send a pigeon, man. Send a pigeon with a little note tied to its leg. No, just email me. I'm getting all this stuff set up and, lawyers and stuff. But yeah, just email me. It's the simplest way is Shane, S-H-A-N-E, Shane at AustinNaturalMattress.com.
Very cool.
Email me and we'll get the conversation going.
Cool. And just to make sure everybody's clear, if that's something you're interested in talking to Shane about, make sure you are an accredited investor because I believe that you would need to be. And, ideally, you've got an audience, some people who would be interested in the product. It's always nice to find investors in a company who bring something to the table besides money. And so if you're like a Dave Asprey or if you're a physician or an entrepreneur like me who has a health conscious audience, then I think that would be an awesome match. And yeah, I'm really interested to continue the conversation myself as you continue to get the paperwork together and all the legal side that you need together. I think this is just a huge opportunity, my friend, and I'm grateful again to have met you and to come across your product and for the work that you're doing.
Amen, brother. Thank you. I'm looking forward to hanging with you and Michelle, and we'll get you into something and looking forward to the future. I appreciate the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad we did it. We got round three completed without something happening.
It's been an adventure, man. Like everything else in this world, it's just been an adventure.
Yep. Well, awesome, brother.
I'm happy that you're at your new house that's clean. You got your new studio and you just...
Well, it's so funny, right? Like I knew that's a problem when you run into a new construction house. I know because I've been in enough new buildings that you're going to come in and you can just smell the VOCs emanating off of everything. It's overwhelming.
It's got that new car smell.
Right. The one that kills you. So we have Dyson air purifiers running in like almost every room and these really cool ionizers in the central AC system that basically produce hydrogen peroxide, molecules that combine with organic compounds and just decompose them, which is pretty neat. But it's just fascinating that our environment and just living the life of a human these days is a toxic experience. And you have to be proactive about it. You have to protect yourself. You have to cleanse your body. You have to clean your environment just to stay healthy. It's a really fascinating world to live in these days. So I'm really glad that I could help introduce my audience to your products. I'm always glad when I can do that from a health perspective. And I think this is going to be a really cool business opportunity as well for yourself and a few other people. So Shane, thank you so much, my friend. Those of you who are listening, thank you as always. If you know somebody who is health conscious, who's dealing with some health issues, you've got a doctor, please pass this episode along to them. And again, if you are interested in potentially investing in Austin Natural Mattress as it continues to grow, reach out to Shane. His email again is shane@austinnaturalmattress.com. I have not yet written a check or anything like that because they are not ready to receive one. So I don't have a horse in this race at all at this point. I just think this is an awesome business and it might be a good fit for a few of you who are listening to this. So thank you, brother. I appreciate your time and thank you for listening. We'll see y'all next week.